In this video, I wanted to give you a brief introduction to Visual Studio Express 2012 for Windows 8. The tool can be very daunting at times, but really to be productive in it, you just need to know a few things about the primary workflows, maybe using 10% or less of its capabilities. Here on the start screen, for example, you have the ability to create new projects or open existing ones. Let's just create a new project here using one of the built-in templates. I'm going to draw from the JavaScript language here, but you have other language choices. Do the grid app template and let Visual Studio create that structure for me. When you first get a new project from a template, it will give you a link up here to the documentation for that template to help you know more about the structure you're seeing. Over here on the right hand side, you'll see the Solution Explorer window. A solution contains one or more projects, in this case just one, and right clicking on the project name, I should say the solution name, will give you the menu items to manage that, as well as this one here to add a new project or an existing project if you want to import something else into that solution. Right-clicking on the app name will give you similar management menu items. What's very important to know here is that the adding a new folder gives you more structure in your project. Adding an existing item lets you pull in things like third-party JavaScript libraries or images from existing places on your hard drive. And the new item command will give you this dialog showing you the different item templates that can be brought in, such as text files, style sheets, HTML, JavaScript, as well as some of these things like web workers or the search contract or the share target contract, which gives you some prepackaged capabilities for certain features of Windows 8. Whenever you double click on one of the files in the Solution Explorer, you'll see that it opens an editor window like I show here. And for different types of files like JavaScript and so forth, even CSS here, you'll see different structures and color coding options for that. To control these settings, go to the Tools menu and then Options, which then gives you the ability to set text editing options for CSS, HTML, and JavaScript as however you'd like to do those. Here in the editing window, one very powerful feature of Visual Studio is a feature called IntelliSense, where if you start typing a namespace like WinJS and then a dot, you'll see that you get different lists of elements within that namespace, and if you select one and hit a dot again, you'll get a few more different pieces for that. So you can very quickly navigate through the namespace without having to look at documentation all the time. What I just did here is pull up something that came from the static members of WinJS binding. You can see here on this next line that I have created an instance of a particular item, and if I type in that variable and a dot, I will then get the instance members rather than the static members for that particular class. So this is a very, very productive way to be working with this, and you can see even when we add a function here, it will give us a little bit of documentation as to what exactly that function does, what its parameters are, and how we might be able to utilize it. Now in the editing window here, if you have a block of code that you would like to comment out or somehow disable, these little buttons up here do exactly that, commenting and uncommenting. Very, very handy and very productive. The other type of file you have in a Windows Store project is the app manifest. If you double click on that in Visual Studio, you'll get this visual editor that lets you set various properties in the different areas of the manifest. If you want to look at the straight XML, then right click, select View Code, it'll prompt you to change, and then you can see the straight XML there. Now then, let's go to debugging options. Let me open a page where I want to set a breakpoint, because this is something you'll want to do quite often to stop code execution at a particular point. If you right-click on a line of code and select Breakpoint, Insert Breakpoint, it will show you that it's inserted one here. You can click over here on the left-hand side to add and remove those breakpoints, and also the F9 key does that. Now when we get to debugging options, up here on the top we have the local machine, which lets you run the app basically on the device that you're running Visual Studio on. This is most handy if you have a multi-monitor system where Visual Studio can run on one monitor and you can run then the apps on the separate monitor. Simulator starts this little thing here, let me switch over to it, which is another session of your same machine with all the same apps installed, all the same capabilities and whatnot, but it runs inside this special simulator where you can do things like touch emulation, rotate the device, set different pixel densities to simulate those particular devices, set default GPS locations, you can take a snapshot and so forth. So we'll be using that here as we debug. But let me point out the other option here. Remote machine is something that you can use to, through an Ethernet cable, debug the app running on another device altogether. This is essential for working with ARM devices because you can't run Visual Studio on such machines, but you can set up the remote debugging tools from Visual Studio there and then use the remote machine debugger capability from your other device. Now when we run the app in the simulator, you'll see that it does a build and then launches that app. And as soon as it hits a breakpoint, it will come back into Visual Studio where we've been. Now, down here at the bottom, you'll see a locals window. There's a couple of things here. JavaScript console gives you console.log output. The locals window lets you look at basically everything that's visible in the namespace at that particular time. And the other thing that locals will allow you to do, if you hover over a variable, say up here in the Visual Studio editing window, you'll see it has a list there, and you can then start extracting and opening up and drilling down to whatever particular things are related to that variable. So if I step over, let me show you that little one here. If I step over, you'll see that list view has now been initialized. I can see that here and expand its contents as well. If you want to watch a variable that may not be in the namespace all the time, but you want to separate it out for easy visibility, then you use this watch window here. You can do things like right click up here, add watch, and you'll see that it's added that variable to the watch window. Over on the right hand side at the bottom, you'll see the immediate window where you can evaluate different JavaScript expressions, and this will change the global namespace if you need it to do that. And then the call stack window lets you basically navigate through everything that's been called to this point. And if you double click on any one of these, you'll find that you go into the particular piece of source code where that function is actually in existence. So now while you're debugging and hitting a breakpoint, you have these couple of options here: step into, step over, and step out. So step over is often what you'll use just to go line by line through these particular pieces of code here. You can also select a line here, do a right click, and say run to cursor, which is very handy. It'll go all the way down to that immediately. And then step into, what you'll see is that goes into that particular function where we can step through it if we want to. And if we wanted to go back out from this function that we're in to where we called it from, then the step out function does exactly that. And you see that we're now back on the outside of that initialized layout call, right where we expected to be. Now while you're working in the debugger here, if you happen to hit an error or make some changes and want to restart, this little button right here is very, very handy to restart the app. Stop here will change it. I'll just stop it and let you go back to the editor. And pause will, if the app is running and you're not hitting a breakpoint, you can come to the debugger, pause it, and it will stop it somewhere within the execution of the app. So now I want to introduce a typo or some error into this app. I'm going to change the reference to one of the pages we want to navigate to and restart the app. And then when that comes up, we'll click on a group header, which is what hits that particular piece of code. And you'll see that we get an exception. This little window that you'll probably see plenty of times will tell you about the exception and where it was handled. You can see the call stack down below. If you want to control exactly how and when different exceptions get handled, you can open this dialog here, the exceptions dialog, and see all the different lists of different kinds of exceptions in JavaScript and control when and how those things are handled. Normally, if you have an exception handler like a window.error handler or something else in your app, you can continue. If you don't, it will end up, and you continue, you'll end up in this terminate app handler function. It will stop in the debugger and then actually terminate the app from running altogether, and you'll see that happen here. It'll just finish the app off, and then we can go back and correct our typo. So the last thing I wanted to point out was the store menu here, where it gives you different commands for creating and uploading your app packages, obviously what you'll be using when you're ready to publish your app to the store, and also options to reserve the app name and open your developer account if you haven't done so already. Mostly these just go to the Windows Store dashboard itself on the Windows Developer Center, but those commands are nicely integrated into Visual Studio. So I hope with that you've seen really the basics of looking at your solutions and your projects in the Solution Explorer, dealing with the text editor windows, doing the basics about debugging and the options you have there. And with that, I hope you are very productive with this great tool.